Bechtel came to Hanover, up the Garafraxa Road, and he built himself an industry by a simple craftsman's code. Honest work for honest pay, do the very best you can. Give honor to kind providence, respect your fellow man. Now they've brought in Yankee experts who time us at our work. They reward us if we hurry, and they dock us if we shirk. But they don't care if our carving is delicate or plain. Why, they wouldn't even notice if each piece came out the same. They've got faces of brass and hearts of stone, and there will be no peace till the stopwatch is gone. Once I whistled on my way home from work I knew well done. Now I curse the code that makes me do poor work and pass it on. It takes a man to work the wood, a man who understands the temper of each knot and grain as he holds it in his hand. J.S. in his office, white shirt and polished shoes, he's not the man his father was. By God, I know that's true. Old Dan worked beside us man to man for 50 cents an hour. J.S. is like an old maid locked inside an ivory tower. They've got faces of brass and hearts of stone, and there will be no peace till the stopwatch is gone. Madison lathes, and he taught me everything there is to know about the trade. I ground the knives and I set the heads. I knew the speed it had to turn, and on that lathe the woodworker's trademark I well and truly earned. Now I don't know if it's better, and I don't know if it's worse. I make a bit more money now, but the clock is like a curse, and a little of the magic seems to disappear each time that a piece of mediocre work comes from these hands of mine. They've got faces of brass and hearts of stone, and there will be no peace till the stopwatch is gone. They've got faces of brass and hearts of stone, and there will be no peace till the stopwatch